Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Welcome to the Doc Love Show, April 12th, 2023. Your weekly dose of coaching in dating and relationships featuring the timeless coaching of Doc Love. Remember, you can always write me, Jeff M. Stevens, datingtipsforguys@gmail.com. or DocLove at DocLove.com, leading off segment one, June 27, 2008. We welcomed a new affiliate during this show, and at our height, we had over 20 radio stations. We stopped doing radio after 2014 because Doc wanted to offer you more value. You see, with commercials, an hour of showtime was only 45 minutes of Doc content. But when we moved to the internet, an hour of showtime was an hour of showtime. Mario Lopez leads off the celebrity file next. He answers a question, and Doc disagrees with his answer. How to lose points file, a file that didn't survive, but great stuff from Doc on what not to do, and this becomes a great coaching session on the maintenance program. Next up, a caller that has a cleanup case, and he hopes it's not too late. Now, this guy made a mistake by leaving a message, and it was against the rules at the time. But Doc ended up modifying this rule that we can leave messages. The way he modified it was to leave a message, wait a week. If you don't get a call back, leave another message. However, I'm leaving this in the show, even though the coaching is modified now, because the overall call is good in that it's good interplay between Doc and the caller about thinking about everything when it comes to women.
Remember, guys, this show is the only one of its kind, and it's preventing you from the train wrecks that the wrong woman can bring to you in your life. We got to welcome our new affiliate, WPUL 1590 AM News, Progressive Talk in Sports, located in Daytona Beach, Florida. Welcome to our Daytona Beach, Florida listeners, and the man himself is here, Doc Love. What's up, Doc?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. We got a little bit of a celebrity going on with Mr. Mario Lopez.
You know, I really like this guy. He's got a nice personality. He's got beautiful teeth. He smiles all the time. And, you know, he dances. He sings. He's got, you know, he's a star. But when it comes to women, Mario, oh, my friend, you really, really need me. So I've got this People magazine. They had a nice article on him. And here's the question. This is Jeff. How soon does your family get to meet the girl? As soon as possible, because there's always family get-togethers.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
That violates, that violates your rules of no group dates, and plus, that puts undue pressure on the woman because you want to be a mystery and a challenge in the initial phases of the dating, and then when you have a woman that goes to meet your family too soon, that sends a clear signal, I want you to be my girlfriend, and that kills mystery and challenge.
Or worse, I want you to be my wife. You're an open book. See, I say she shouldn't meet the parents for 6 months. If there's no arguing or nagging and no red flags for 6 months and she's in love with you, of course she has to be because otherwise she wouldn't be with you using the system, and you're in love with her, now we drag out the parents after 6 months. But before that, no family members. Your family is sacred. And when you go out with a lot of girls and you dump them after three or four dates or 3 or 4 months, they don't get to get in because then you go over, you bring another one over to your parents' house. Your mom and dad roll their eyes and they look at each other and they mumble, well, I wonder how long this one's going to last with Mario before he gets dumped again. So you're really insulting your parents.
And this dovetails perfectly with our how to lose points file. These are things that guys can do that will hurt their cause.
Yeah, these are a couple of things I notice. I go to various restaurants, and I kibitz with waiters, and I'm talking to this waiter, married, been married 4 years, and I went in a day late on this one place. I usually go on this certain day, and I said, where you been? And he says, oh, I had my anniversary. I said, which one? He said, my fourth anniversary. I said, did you get her a nice card and flowers? He said, no, but I used to.
Not using the maintenance program.
Exactly. So the wife's interest level goes from 95 to 92. Dropped 3 points.
Did he do anything for her? Did you?
No.
He did nothing on the fourth anniversary.
No. And I said to him, hey, man, you just go down and get some flowers for $10. Go to Walmart, get a, inexpensive card for a buck and a half. Those days are sacred to her, and as you said, it's part of our maintenance program, and you got to be respectful, affectionate, and romantic, and humorous, of course, which doesn't count there, but when it comes to romance, on your wedding day or your first anniversary out of going out or Valentine's Day or Christmas, her birthday, those days are sacred to women. To you and I, it's no big deal. Hey, it's another day. So let's take care of that woman by showing her, not telling her, how much you love her. So, well, I said so he lost some points.
Well, I said at the top of the show that this show is dedicated to helping you avoid the wrong woman. However, if you are lucky enough to run into that right woman, and we can only assume that this is the right woman for him, then part of the show, too, as well, is to know how to treat the right woman, and that's what you're all about. And it sounds like he has gotten away from the principles that got her in the first place.
He takes her for granted. And that's the last thing you want your girlfriend or wife to say to you. He takes me for granted. Because I'm telling you, you have no idea the storm that's about to come down the road. And I would call this how to lose points with her. This is how we lose points. He went from 95% to 92%. And then in a month or two, he'll do something else, and he'll go from 92 to 90. It moves down very slowly. And then the other thing I notice, I'm driving along the beach, you know, real slow because there's sand to the right, but there's a sidewalk to the right, and then a two-lane road, and to the left, there's a sidewalk. So, and I'm going along maybe 10 miles an hour, 12. I'm looking at the waves over to the right, the people at the beach and all that. And this guy is up ahead walking with his girlfriend or wife. He looked about 30, 32. They're walking along. They're wearing shorts, and, you know, they're walking along the beach. And he looks around to his left, seeing my car, and he runs across the street about 30 feet ahead of me. And then when I drive by, I notice his wife or girlfriend behind me crossing the street. You're supposed to be chivalrous. You're supposed to be the protector. You don't dart across the street and leave the one you love when a car's going down the street. So he lost 3 points. And it's those little things that turn women off. And you just ask any woman about these two things if you think I'm nuts. But to bolt across the street, and you know, if I was going 25 or 30, I would have hit this guy. But I was only going 10 or 12, and he was ahead of me maybe 20, 25 feet, but no time to grab his girlfriend. And when he looked to the left and saw my car, he should have put his elbow out. He says, give me your elbow. Give me your hand, honey. She puts her hand around his elbow. My car drives by. Nobody was around us going either way. And he walks behind my car. But no, he had to run across now. And then he's on the other side of the street waiting for his wife or girlfriend.
You know, and it's these things that you have to pay attention to, because you might do these things during dating. You might act like a real chivalrous guy, or you might, you know, give her, you know, remember key anniversaries or dates or whatever. Then all of a sudden you get married, and what happens is a lot of guys, they relax, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, 5 to 10 years in, they're getting divorced, and they don't know why. I mean, there's two things about divorce. Number one, a guy picked the wrong woman, and he's just in a nightmare situation, or he takes the right one and doesn't treat her the same way he did when he was dating her.
Yeah, you know, this guy, the waiter, he doesn't buy a card and flowers. This other guy darts across the street without his girlfriend. But you go home, they'll spend 2 hours working on the rims of their truck and making them shiny.
Well, let's go to Mike in Orange. Mike, our first caller of the day. What's up, guy? And what's your question?
Hey, Doc. Hey, Jeff. Hey, well, I guess the bad news is I think I have a cleanup situation, but perhaps the good news is it's hopefully not too late. I went out with a gal that I met online. We went out once. This was a couple of weeks ago. I waited about a week to call. We had a good time. You know, went out for a drink, and I ended the date early. Seems like there was interest. So I called after a week. Didn't get her. I called a couple of days later at a different time. Ultimately, I made about 3 calls, and it was coming up to this weekend in nearly 2 weeks. So the mistake I made was I left a message. Now the weekend's coming up. She hasn't returned the call. I don't expect that she will. And I was just wondering, if I don't hear from her, what the next step might be now that I've left a message and probably shouldn't have done that, should have just waited.
What does the book say?
No calls in the first 60 days. No messages in the first 60 days.
So why did you do it?
Heat of the moment, Doc.
The emotions. You got to be run by reason and logic, not the emotion. And your weakness is self-control. You see, one guy leaves a message. He doesn't know the difference. But you have the book, and you know you don't leave messages. Now it's a cleanup case. What do I do? Now the thing is this. You could say if she had high interest level, she would call. But I say they never call. They don't call back. They don't return calls. In fact, they don't do it in business either, but I'm not going to go into that. But the thing is now, what do you do? Did she touch you on the date?
Yeah, the date itself went quite well, and I got the distinct impression at the end of the date, as I walked her to her car, she thought I was going to kiss her goodnight, but I just hugged her and said goodbye. I had a good time. And then waited a week. It was a week last Tuesday. And called two or three times, didn't leave a message. But because it was getting to Thursday, yesterday I called and left a message, and that's where I am now.
Yeah, see, if you didn't have the first get together, that would be one thing. But if you really did up interest level, you know, after she met you, you had a good time. Let's say her interest level is 70, 72, she should be returning the call. But why doesn't she return the call? Well, now we can't get into all that. 1,000 different reasons. She didn't get the message, the number you gave. I'm going to give you an example. I have to play messages over on my phone. Mm-hmm. I have to play them over 10 times. This is Johnny from Milwaukee, 2784455555. Every single call is like that.
Yeah.
Now, if you're sure you spoke slowly, did you leave the number twice?
Well, here's the thing. I called, there are two or three girls and seeing at the moment, the others I'm not quite so interested in, and I called all three at around the same time. One of them actually picked up. One of them I just ignored for now, and the other one picked up, and we couldn't hear one another. So I don't think she lives in quite the same area, but she couldn't hear me too well. So
yeah.
Maybe I was in a bad area, so the message I left may not have been distinguishable.
Yeah, try to use a hard light if you have it in your house.
Yeah.
Don't be out in your car because, you know, you go under a bridge, under a tunnel or something like that, and those things like, when did you leave the message?
When? Late afternoon, early evening yesterday.
Call her Sunday night.
You would definitely call.
Yeah, call her Sunday night. If she doesn't pick up her pickup, and again, I don't want to say this, leave a message. But you're not supposed to leave messages. That's the trouble with these cleanup cases. You break the rules. Don't get into that habit. And if she doesn't call back after two messages, you know, say, this is Mike. My number is 714, dot, 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 dot. I'll be repeated, dot, 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 dot. Give me a call. Let's get together. She doesn't call back after that. She doesn't dig you. So then you overrated her interest level.
I got you.
But please, in the future, let's practice self-control.
Moving on. Segment 3, June 27, 2008. The caller wants to know if he sees her every few weeks to a month because she travels a lot. Is that a problem? Also, she's 27 and never had a relationship. Is that a problem? Next caller thinks he knows her, but Doc throws a bucket of cold water on him, as only Doc could do. Also, it's about to be a long-distance situation. Can they work it out since it's a bit unique? She was insulted when he tried to kiss her. Funny observation letter from a sharp system student that Doc reads and reacts to. Next caller talks about home phone number. Now, for you newer guys in the club, we used to talk about home phone number when people had landlines. The vast majority of people don't have those anymore. So Doc since modified it to phone number, and that's the coaching we've used ever since. But regardless, it's a good call. He asked her out in a weak way, according to Doc. Find out why, and they also get into broken dates. Doc and I discuss this call afterwards.
Hey, full bank of phones. Let's go to Matthew in Toronto first. Matthew, what's up, man?
Hello. Hey, Doc.
Yes, sir. What's up?
How are you doing? I have two questions for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I'll keep them short. So this girl I've met, she travels a lot. She's great. She's a giver. And I get to see her about every 3 weeks to 1 month.
You see her for one date once a month?
Oh yeah, because she travels a lot.
Work?
Yeah.
And she's actually away from you for 3 weeks in a row?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And my question is, do the time gap make her a good relationship? Does it have a good relationship potential?
No, because you don't get to know her.
Okay.
You're high spotting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see, you're gonna see the girl once a week for probably the first 6-7 dates, or 5 to 9 days, and then what you're gonna do, you're gonna have to see her twice a week, and by 2 or 3 months, you're seeing her 3 times a week, which I think is too much. I like to be 2. Some people are seeing each other 4 to 5 times. But the good thing is, you're getting time in, and then after you've memorized my materials, you're able to watch the way she acts, her behaviors, because you're looking for something that maybe is a deal killer that you can't take. But to take out a girl once for 3 to 5 hours, once every 3 to 4 weeks, you'll I don't think you're going to be able to get to know her.
Mm-hmm.
I would hustle other girls if I were you.
All right. Okay, so...
Second question?
Yeah, second question is, so what does it mean if she's like 27, she's successful, she's very good looking, but has never had a relationship, or so she says?
Then something's goofy. Well, if she's on an airplane 3 weeks out of 4, I understand why. But if she's, by the time she's 27 years old and she's never had a relationship, I'd beware, assuming she's telling the truth. We got a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also telling, maybe she's telling you indirectly in womanese, I'm not going to have one with you either because I'm only going to be seeing you for one date every 3 or 4 weeks.
All right.
Maybe. Anything else, Matthew?
No, thank, well, can I squeeze in on a third question? If
quickly,
you don't mind?
Quickly.
Very quickly. Well, we kind of scheduled a blind date 3 weeks ago, and we're supposed to meet on Friday, Wednesday, but we haven't decided on a place or time, and she hasn't contacted me since.
Is this another girl?
No, it's the same girl.
Well, how could it be a blind date if you've been out with her?
No, sorry, I didn't mean to say a blind date. More of a, like a unplanned date.
It has to be planned. There's no unplanned date. It's a contradiction in terms.
Okay.
Tie the time down. Why would she tie the time down?
I don't know, to be honest.
Any chance she has low interest level?
I have my suspicions. Yeah.
Matthew, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
It sounds like Matthew either needs to get that book at DocLove.com or read it again, guys. If you do not have the system yet, it is so important to get it because for $99, it could literally save you tens of thousands of dollars. Having said that, let's go to Jeff in Mountain next. Jeff, welcome to the Doc Love Show. What's your question?
Hey, guys. So I had a very interesting situation. I met a girl online about 4 weeks ago, and it was meant to be sort of a flingy, sort of not serious. Excuse me, not serious thing. But over the course of the last 3 weeks, it's become something more, which I found very surprising.
Are you saying her interest level's high?
Her interest level is extremely high, yes,
okay.
Based on everything in your book. And yeah. She's a giver. She's flexible.
Now, you don't know that. You don't know that yet.
She's actually come to see me, which is about an hour drive, numerous occasions.
Have you guys had a couple arguments yet?
None.
Okay. Until you have a couple arguments, you won't know how structured she is.
Okay.
Or flexible.
That's very
yeah,
right. Yeah.
Remember, the first 2 to 3 months, we're just looking at interest level. We'll,
okay.
We'll find out about flexibility and giving and all that other stuff later.
I see. Okay. Well, here's the kicker. In about 2 months, she's actually planning to go down to school in Southern California. We're in Northern California right now.
Yeah. And then you're dead in the water. This was all a waste of time.
Well, actually, she said that she'd be coming up maybe twice a month, and I actually go down there maybe 2 or 3 times a quarter. So I do go down frequently to spend weekends at a time down there. So my question really is, are there any exceptions to that rule that you have?
If she comes home to Northern California twice a month on a consistent basis, you got a shot. But it's going to be a strain. That's all I want to tell you. It's
okay.
Going to be a strain.
Gotcha.
Okay, Jeff?
Great, thanks a lot.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Hey, Doc, let's talk observation file. We haven't gotten to that yet today.
Yeah, one of my students went out on a date, a bad date, but he's very up about it. Says, hey, Doc, after a second date that wouldn't kiss goodnight, as I tried to kiss her, she said, no, no, no kissing. And then she added, I'm actually insulted you would try. So then I asked,
oh, that's
second
good.
Day, you're trying to kiss her on the mouth, you know. Anyway, I asked her if she was in the habit of dating men she wasn't interested in, which got the response that it would be okay to hold hands. Holding hands at the end of a date, I thought, how do you do that? But this is great. I left feeling empowered and strangely fascinated by being able to correctly interpret female dating behavior. Great sentence. 15 minutes late, making a trip to the restroom and then returning back to say, she said to me, I told her not to pay the bill, but she ended up paying it anyway. She asked me what I was looking for in a romantic relationship. My response, high interest level. My date's response, are you saying that women date men they're not interested in? And then he said, I'm looking for integrity. My date's response, could being 15 minutes late for a date reflect on that? And then I'm looking for respect. A confused look on her face I'm looking for respect from a flexible and giving woman. With that, she had a look on her face like she had been drinking vinegar. Needless to say, I flushed her home phone number when I got home, but I got a free dinner at a nice restaurant. Maybe the professional daters have something for men to use here. And I was just fascinated to watch her play her game. Anyway, Doc, P.S., I have another first date tonight, and I definitely won't be asking her to hold hands at the end of the date. Aspiring Spartan, Matt.
That's
but
great.
See, most guys would be depressed. But the two key sentences in here, I was fascinated to watch her play her game. I left feeling empowered and strangely fascinated by being able to correctly interpret female dating behavior. This guy's got it down. This Mike is a sharp guy.
I mean, holding hands at the end of the date. Oh, we can hold hands. Oh, great. What are we at? Eighth grade? What are we at? School dance?
Well, you hold hands for 2 seconds, and then she unlocks the door and leaves. I mean, that's obvious, Jeff. Any fool they said.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's good stuff, man. That's really good stuff.
But notice, you know, this. He's impressed. He's not depressed because it was a bad date. He's happy that he was able to interpret it due to the system. That's the good part here, the education. Not going out with this idiot who had no interest.
You know, what I like most about it is that he didn't take her personally. He found it amusing, and then he just got rid of her. And that's what the system is all about, not taking women personally, looking at it as sales and saying, okay, that lead didn't work out, next.
And by the way, this is one of the hardest things to do, is not take women personally. But when you can do that, you're going to be a tough guy. And that's what I'm trying to make you guys. I want to make you guys tough. Not for football or business or fist fighting. I'm talking about tough when you go out in that jungle called dating.
Let's go to Jay in San Mateo. Jay, welcome to the Doc Love Show. What's your question?
Yeah, hi, Doc and Jeff. I really enjoy the show. I had a question. I was out the other day with a buddy, and we met these two girls, and I got chatting with one of them. She's real attractive, and I got her number. I made a mistake there, though. I was kind of analyzing it, and I didn't ask her the home number. I just said the phone number. She gave me her number. I think it was her cell number. Anyway, I waited and gave her a call and asked her out, and she stalled. Okay, so I thought, okay, well, this ends that.
Give me the exact words. You said what, and she said what?
Oh, I just called her up, kind of went by the book, and I just said, hey, I'd like to ask you out and maybe go bowling and get a little something to eat. And
did you say Thursday at 6 o'clock?
I said Wednesday or Thursday night.
No. Big mistake.
Okay.
Weak. You're trying to be accommodating.
Okay.
Okay?
But what she did, though, was she countered. And she said she couldn't make it this week, but the following week she could do it.
And you said what day?
And we made it Thursday.
That's all right. She countered.
So, yeah, I thought it was great. And then I went, and we were supposed to meet there.
That's all right.
And then she didn't ask for my phone number, but she offered her email address, which I took down. I thought about it later, and I thought, what was she saying with that? She didn't say anything about call me or contact me or anything like that.
No, she's cool. She's cool.
I went. It was and it ended up she didn't show.
Where did you meet her? At a restaurant?
At the bowling alley. There's a cafe. But she didn't show, so I'm thinking now, do I call her back?
How old was this woman?
She's got to be in her mid-30s.
And just made a date and broke it.
Didn't show.
Yeah. Look at all the money you saved.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I figure. I figure it was just one that's, you know, a number to flush, but I just wanted to run it by you.
No, no, you did the right thing. But don't give her a choice of 2 days.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, when you call up.
And don't call her now.
Broken date?
Yeah.
Broken date?
Yeah, because I was remembering your chief rule in that book that if they want the date, they're going to be there no matter what.
That's it. Broken arms and broken legs. Even if an ambulance has to drive them up, they're going to be there.
It was interesting learning experience because when we were chatting, I thought she was really showing some real signs of real interest level, you know?
Yeah.
And then when she countered, I thought, yippee. But then she didn't show, so I thought, well, that's kind of, you know, it's kind of, you know, hey, I guess it wasn't what I thought it was.
Yeah, you can send her an email and tell her, say, I want to tell you something. I had one of the best times of the night. I can't tell you how much fun I had. That's it. Just say, hey, thanks for the great date. I've never had more fun in my life bowling with anybody. Yeah, do that. You're being facetious. See what she comes back with. What do you got to lose? Huh?
That's the thought.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. Okay? If she answers you, call the show next week.
All right.
Okay, buddy?
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, don't take women personally.
All right.
Okay, later.
Bye.
Hey, Doc, a little clarification on that, because when a woman, the one thing that we try in the system is never let a woman see that she got to you at all. It's always disappear. It's always like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm like a duck. I'm paddling like mad I'm paddling like mad, but it looks like I'm smooth across the surface. Now, by emailing her, oh, hey, had a great time, that's a sarcastic thing.
Yeah.
And will it let the woman know that, oh, yeah, I got to this guy. He's upset that I
No. She says, what is this guy talking about? I didn't show up. It's going to confuse her.
Okay.
And he's out, but he's playing with it. Sometimes they come back with something you won't believe.
So it's kind of an education.
Yeah. Hey, it's an email. It takes them 30 seconds.
You can kind of see the womanese that comes
back. Yeah, the womanese will come back, or maybe she'll try to make a date. I mean, I'm telling you something. When you're dealing with a psycho, it's amazing sometimes how they'll answer your stuff.
And there are
you're out. You're just being played. You don't have any hopes here of actually anything happening. But you can say, hey, I had a wonderful time last night. I've never had more fun bowling in my whole life. I love sarcasm. That's the way I am.
Segment 4 now, June 27, 2008. The caller wants to know, was his chivalry too excessive? This sparks a discussion on how interest level influences how she feels about your gestures, personality, etc. We tried to get a caller on the air, but they dropped off. But then, hey, we have a nice backup plan for you. A "You Changed My Life" letter to end the segment.
All about coaching men to have greater success with women. Daniel from Baltimore is on the line right now. Daniel, what's your question?
Hey, Doc and Jeff. It's good speaking to you guys again. This may be a silly question about a past relationship that I had. But
no bad questions.
Well, whenever I would open the door for the car door for my date, whenever we would leave the car, I think I may have done it too excessively. Is there like a time when you wouldn't have to have her wait inside the car, go around the car to open it up for her?
I've talked to married women. I've been married 20, 25 years. And many women have told me my husband to this day opens the car door, and that's one of the reasons I love him.
So every single time you should do that?
Yeah. How long does it take?
No. I mean, it's the reason I ask is
it's a ritual. We're going to go through it.
Okay. Well, near the end of our relationship, it was kind of obvious that she was kind of tired of waiting for me to go around to the other side of the car. She just opened the door herself.
It takes 4 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
It's not 2 hours to walk around the front of the car. You slam the door shut, 1-100, 2-100, 3-100, 4-100. Takes 5 seconds.
Okay, so no matter where we're going, even if it's not a date, I should always open the door for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that was basically it. That was my silly question.
Yeah, not a silly question. It's a very good question. Manners and class.
Yeah.
Would Cary Grant open the car door?
Absolutely.
That's right.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks
you
again,
got
Doc.
It, buddy.
All right, bye.
Bottom line, it's weird how when they have 44% interest level, they get irritated that they have to wait for you to open the door. And when they have 95% interest level, it's sweet.
Yeah, it's all interest level, guys. If a guy has too much personality and she has low interest level, they say he's got a big mouth. But if a guy's quiet and she has a high interest level, she's, oh, I like the way he's so cool. He's not loud like the other guys. It's the same guy. It's interest level. It's not the guy. Who's next?
Frontline from Santa Cruz. Welcome to the show, man. What's your question?
Hello? Ah, nobody there.
I think Frontline just went to the back line. Well, that's okay. We have a You Changed My Life letter.
This is a really, I'm just going to read it. Okay. Dear Doc, thanks so much for accepting the mission which God has given you and spreading the previously hidden keys to successful loving relationships. I truly believe you have been chosen for your work, and I'm very grateful to have the teachings you have shared. I'm 54 years young and have been applying the teachings for about 2 years now. The result is that I found the perfect lady for me. I started applying the teachings right after getting the system and Mastery 1 about 2 years ago, and then I met Laura the very next week. Great timing. She's completely devoted to me and does whatever I ask. Cooks for me, cleans my place, even sold her condominium and quit her job to follow me to a different city without protest. You get the picture? And of course, my end of the deal is to make sure I treat her right and don't abuse the trust. Over the last 2 years, I've downloaded all your archived stories from the website and have disciplined myself to listen to at least 2 hours of Doc Love broadcasts every week without fail. This assures me that I won't become complacent. Also, I just ordered Mastery 2 and 3 today just to make even greater sure that I am always aim at the system just like it's a target. I want to hit it right in the middle. Just wanted to say hello. God bless you, and I'll say a prayer for you frequently. Your student, Jim.
Well, three comments on that, Doc. Number one, he talks about treating her right, holding up his end of the bargain, which is contrast to that waiter guy that you had earlier in the show. Then also he talks about studying. He is not giving up on the fact that he knows that he has to keep honing this thing, getting the Mastery 1, 2, and 3, getting the system, rereading it, doing all those things. And then also when you look at Jim's story, is that he found a lady that is contrast to Daniel from Baltimore, where she was irritated that she had to wait 5 seconds to be in the car. This guy, a woman, quit a job, sold a condominium, and followed him to another city. The difference in interest levels.
Yeah, one's 100 and one is one. It's all interest level, guys. And the other love doctors, they never talk about it. What is your woman's interest level via her actions? And boy, it's startling because it's very, very cold. And my job is to throw ice cold water on you so I wake you up so down the road you don't get hurt. And that's why I'm here, to protect your heart, your sanity, and your Visa card.
Doc, thanks, man.
Thank you, man. Great show.
Segment 1, July 4, 2008. Doc explains what the system is at the top of the segment and what happens if you select the wrong woman. Pure gold from Doc. And he once again said, Jeff and I, it was very kind to Doc to do this, but it was 100% Doc. It still is. Doc in the defamation lawsuit filed by 50 Cent that maybe could have been avoided if he had the system. Doc made a slight mistake by calling him 50 Cents instead of 50 Cent. Doc had a few examples of men bashing in the media. Funny stuff.
Doc, our new listeners, of course, guys that are just tuning in for the first time, they're thinking, system, what's that?
The system is made up of a book called The Dating Dictionary and two CDs. You want to go to doclove.com. And in fact, I recommend you study my site for 20, 25 minutes. Go to every link, look at everything on it. And what it's going to help you do is, you guys out there, you know, you're out there dating and you meet this girl and that girl, and all of a sudden you say, wow, this girl's a keeper. I don't want to lose this one. That's where Jeff and I come in. We're going to show you how to do all the right things to make sure that this girl wants to keep you forever. But you're going to have to do a lot of work, a lot of studying. You got to get Mastery 1, 2, and 3. You got to study the Cary Grant movies. Do everything that Jeff and I tell you to do, and when you guys get the other side, you're going to start reading things and seeing things that were always there, but now they're going to have meaning. That's the whole idea here, is to take your awareness level and take your female smarts and put it up there to where you're a sharp, sharp guy when it comes to romantic relationships?
Well, you know, one side of the system, of course, Doc, is, as you said, is to, if you meet that right girl, make sure you treat her right so you're not ending up in divorce court in the next 5 or 10 years wondering just what happened. But talk about a second about what can happen when a guy picks the wrong type of woman and entangles his life with that said woman.
Well, the problem is if you meet one that's, not good for you, I would advise you to do this, is talk to a couple of your buddies who have been through a divorce and ask them what it costs them in terms of visits to the psychiatrist's couch, a case of the guilties. You're walking around depressed all the time. Your wife doesn't want you, won't allow you to pick the kids up on the right time to go out to Disneyland or a show or anything you want to do with the kids. If this thing goes bad, and you got a house, and you got payments, and you got car payments, and credit card bills, and you got kids, you cannot believe how bad it'll be. Again, just go talk to your divorce buddy at work. On the other hand, you know, you might go out with a girl 6, 7, 8 months, and out of the blue, she just says, you know, I need my space. It just isn't there anymore. I don't know what it is. And she walks off into the arms of some other guy. And I know it hurts. You're dying. It's been 8 months. You're trying to figure out what you did wrong. Well, Jeff and I will explain to you what you did wrong, how you turned this girl off. Or, on the other hand, as Jeff always says, maybe she wasn't a good one to begin with. This thing was destined to failure because we teach you to look 50, 60, 70 moves ahead like a chess player. Love is not checkers. It's chess. And you've got to look way out there, and you've got to find out, is this girl capable of carrying her load and being a good companion to you over the long haul?
Celebrity file, Doc, the rapper 50 Cent.
Yeah, 50 Cent. He's got this beautiful house, $2.4 million house. Rapper 50 Cent has served ex-girlfriend Shaniqua Tompkins with a $20 million defamation lawsuit for allegedly blaming him for the May 30th fire that burned down the house he owns, but in which she lived with her son, Marquis. In court documents, Jackson claims Tompkins, who escaped the blaze by jumping out of the window with her son, has accused him of trying to kill her by starting the fire. Jackson's attorney, Brett Kimmel, says it's simply not true. I'm shocked from a lawyer. Authorities call the fire, I love this word, Jeff, suspicious. But the investigation is ongoing. So here 50 Cent had this beautiful $2.4 million house, and now it's burned to the ground. Now, if I asked this guy a couple years ago to invest in this book for $99, get out of here. Nobody's going to tell me about women. I'm a star. I make millions of dollars. I got women all over me. Yeah, but the problem is, I don't know who started the fire, but if it's the girlfriend, man, oh, man, this was a very, very expensive date. Plus, I'm sorry to say, they've got a son involved, and he's going to be the big loser of this.
Well, let's talk about some men bashing.
Yeah, a lot of men don't realize it, but there's a lot of men bashing going on today. And what happens is, I say that a young girl or young guy, 15, 16 years old, they don't really see this, and all of a sudden they're getting hit daily by this. I'm watching Judge Maria Lopez. She has a show. She's like Judge Judy on television. And they go to the break, and they want to get some more people up there. So, you know, rather than say, hey, you know, if you have a problem with somebody financially, you know, please call the show. But listen to what they say here. If a man took advantage of you, call the show. Gee, I wonder what they're saying there. How about if somebody took advantage of you, man or woman, we'll have a deal. But if a man took advantage of you,
that doesn't leave any room for doubt there, Doc.
Slight put down. There it is. Then
slight put down.
Slight and a put down. So then I get in the car and I'm going to go out to dinner, and I see the signal in front of me. It turns red. So, you know, there's three cars in front of me. So I happen to look down on the bumper, and I didn't see who was driving, okay? But here's this little sticker. Men are idiots, and I married the king of them.
What?
Men are idiots, and I married the king of them.
what kind of Wimpus Americanus is this guy to let his wife run around with this bumper sticker on her car?
Well, a lot of guys would do that. She's the boss. Or, see, I say this. She puts herself down. She married an idiot. Why were you attracted to an idiot? And she didn't say some men. She says all men are idiots. And I married the king of them, i.e. I married the worst. I married the biggest idiot.
Wow. I don't have anything to say to that, Doc. That is, you must have done a double take when you looked
at it. I read it. I did.
Bumper.
I said, oh, no, I'm not looking at this right. So I got a little closer, and I put my car up to where my bumper was almost at. I looked at it. I said, I can't believe this. Now, is she divorced and talking about her ex? Now, if she said all men are idiots and I divorced the king of them, well, that's a little different because she had a big fight and was highly emotionally charged. But this implies she's married. Now, the old man thinks that's funny. What a schmo this guy is.
I think we better hope that this guy is listening to the show at some point, because this is a gentleman.
No, this guy, but no, you can't help this guy.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
no.
Right,
this woman
right.
Can get away with this. Oh, no. There's no way. This guy's cooked.
Moving on, segment two, July 4, 2008. The caller wants to know why nice guys fail and why nice guys are unattractive to a lady. And Doc answers this question via a female love doctor that he liked. This takes the whole segment, and it's great.
Our first caller of the day hails from Costa Mesa, and his name is Brad. Brad, what's up? What's your question, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, buddy?
I have a two-part question, and number one, why, in a nutshell, why do nice guys fail? And secondly, what is it about a nice guy that's unattractive to a lady?
You know, I can't believe you're saying this, because I remember in the beginning of the show I mentioned why nice guys finish last.
I didn't catch that.
Oh, you didn't catch that. Okay. In fact, I'll just move right ahead, because this couldn't fit any better. Anyway, there's a girl named April Massini, M-A-S-I-N-I, April. She's an attractive blonde, and she has an article here, Dating Secrets Exposed. And it's a long article, but it fits your question perfectly. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, so I'm just going to read two paragraphs here.
Okay.
But this girl says it right on. The nice guy cares too much too soon. He has made the woman too important and too valuable, and it shows in everything he says and does. He is too available, too eager to please, too accommodating, and he gives too much, all without getting anything in return. By doing so, he has made himself appear desperate, insecure, needy to this woman's attention, affection, and approval, and he has stripped himself of any value in her eyes. After all, if he's already doing and giving everything without her doing and giving anything back, why would she value him? It works like this. Once you need something or you want it too badly, you forfeit your strength and lose all power of negotiation. You are in a position of weakness, and you are perceived as weak. Someone or something else is in control of you. In this case, his high interest level. It's too high. And its outcome. Men in this situation appear to be anything but confident, strong, and exciting. More, they are perceived as being unworthy and as lacking value. Translation. Things that are easily acquired, obtained, or maintained without any effort or sacrifice lack value. It's human nature. What do you think, Brad?
I think that's pretty right on.
See, Brad, it's like this. It's like all the other love doctors call her the next day and make a date, right? I tell you to wait 5 to 9 days, because she's now wondering, why hasn't this guy called? Everybody else calls. Everybody shows up and tells me how much they like me right off the bat. Why is this guy different? Which I say appeals to mystery, which is a division of challenge. And then you go out with her Sunday through Thursday, she starts to like you. Your interest level goes up to 75, 78, 81. Then she says to herself, or her girlfriends, while she's sitting there talking, she's saying, you know something, Sally? I've been out with this guy 4 or 5 times, and he's never asked me on a Friday and Saturday. And the girlfriend, Sally, says, well, obviously he has a girlfriend, and you're second string. Well, I'll get rid of him. You should get rid of him. And she says, Well, I can't. My interest level's 82. He's a good guy. He says, well, maybe you should ask him. And then so she says to him, hey, Tommy, would you take me out on Friday and Saturday? And you just don't say yes. You let her work for it. Well, what's the big... Well, we've been out on Friday and Saturday, haven't we? No, 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 we haven't. We've only been out Sunday through Thursday. Now you're arguing back and forth why you're doing this, what nobody else says on the face of the planet. We're upping her interest level. She's negotiating to see you on a better night, Friday and Saturday, because that means more in the dating scene than a Sunday through a Thursday. And it's just like this girl said in this article. When you give it away for free, sure, honey, I'll ask you out for Friday night. We'll go out. I'll call you every day, whatever you want. All these different lists, and we'll go over this later, either this show or next show, all these lists you see and all these from all these love doctors, they always say, the guy has to do this and this and this and this and this. Where are the lists for women? You don't see any lists for women, do you, Brad?
No.
That's right. Any more on this question, Brad?
I read somewhere that the place where nice guys fail is that they're afraid to be sexual. Do you think that's true?
What do you mean sexual?
It's just they're too, they worry that they might offend a girl.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with sex. Yeah, well, they don't want to rock the boat. They're afraid if they say no to the girl won't like them more. But what they don't realize when they say no to the girl, she respects them. An interest level is built on respect. Brad, thank you for calling.
Perfect, thank you.
Segment 3, July 4, 2008, starting out with Doc Love Mail. She looked at a good-looking guy while on a date. Also, why you can't tell anything except her interest level in the first 10 to 12 dates. Doc will explain. Dear Abby, brainwashing next, a woman writes in and complains that he never says he loves her, and Doc disagrees with Dear Abby's answer on the subject. Yahoo Personals brainwashing. 10 fatal mistakes men make in online dating. Doc liked most of them, but takes apart the 3 that he doesn't.
And we got some brainwashing coming up. Again, that's all the stuff in the major media that will hurt your cause, and we debunk it. But first, Doc, we have a Doc Love Mail that is pretty interesting. It goes along the theme of what we were talking about in the last month about how appropriate is it to look at those of the opposite sex. And Jacob writes, Doc, I've dated Caprice for 1 month. We've gone out on 4 dates. I've come to the conclusion that she is a flexible giver with a high interest level in me, or so it seems. We were on date 4 yesterday. Everything went well. I made her laugh 8 times. She touched my arm twice. She was cuddled up against me, and she even rubbed her leg against mine twice for a few minutes at the end. And at the end, she kissed me passionately. The only part I didn't like that while we were driving to the restaurant, I noticed she looked at a good-looking guy who was walking down the street. My question is, could this be a red flag for lack of integrity? Also, which is the best way to let her know that this behavior is inappropriate? I know you always say take a flank shot and to avoid direct confrontation, but in a situation like this one, which is the best course of action? Thank you for all your help. Your faithful Spartan from the UK, Jacob.
Yeah, he could play dumb here and say, hey, you know, I think I've seen that guy. She says, what guy? Well, now you know she's lying. So you busted her. Say, yeah, I saw him in Esquire magazine. I think he was wearing some sports gear, but I'm not sure, but he really looks like the guy. Why? Do you know the guy? And then she might say, well, I don't know which guy you're talking about. It's always a side shot and a maneuver. You might say something like that. But the point is this. You know, when somebody looks at a guy, you know, you're in the car and this guy, he didn't say where the guy was, right? Did he say sidewalk?
Yeah, he was walking down the street.
But what if there are 15 people that has wrapped around him? See, that's what he didn't describe. And then naturally, when he looked over, he's looking at the good looking guy because of competition. And what if there's a playground there and kids are playing soccer and there's people over here to the right, you know, playing baseball? So we don't know whether she did or she didn't. So that's why I bring up this pitch about, I think I've seen this guy in Esquire magazine selling athletic gear. And see how she handles it, you know. Or he could have said, you know, oh, is there something interesting going on over there? And she says, no, 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 no. Now here's a sidewalk. He's the only guy on it. And there's like 6 apartment buildings and nobody's around. So we have to know the circumstances. But that's what I would do, is take a side shot and say I saw a guy in a magazine.
Well, let's just say that, for sake of argument, let's just say that he knows for a fact, Let's assume he knows for a fact that she was definitely looking at this guy. Say they were going through a side street, and that was the only thing that she could have been looking at was this guy. Is it in that case, Doc, is that a red flag for her lack of integrity for being on the fourth date and then obviously staring at another guy?
Yes. It's anti-loyal. It's anti-loyal. You don't do that. You know, now if she looks over for half, and then he doesn't say, well, how long did she look? You know, she looks over, she looks at him for a second, then she turns her head back. But if she looks over and it's 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds, she's staring at this guy. Why is she staring at this guy? And let's assume that she was staring. This is a big red flag. But the thing I don't like about his letter is fine, he says she has high interest level and she's giving the buying signals. But the bad part is you cannot tell about integrity. You can't tell about honesty, loyalty, and trust in 4 days. You can't talk about flexibility and structuredness in 4 dates. You can't talk about giving and taking in 4 dates. You can't tell about scars and baggage in 4 dates. All you're doing the first 10, 12 dates is looking at her interest level. That other stuff comes out second, third, fourth, and fifth, sixth month. They're more going to find out if she has integrity or not.
Well, we got some brainwashing, Doc.
Yeah, we've got, Dear Abby. Boy, I tell you. I've been dating a wonderful man for a year. We love each other. No question about that. Now, you heard that. No question about that. But when I tell him I'm in love with him, he never responds. Anyway, she goes on and on and on and on and on. So, Dear Abby's going to give the answer. If you have to explain to this wonderful man what it means to be in love, then I'm sorry to be the one to tell you he may not be in love with you. Now, let's go back to the original question. She says, we love each other, no question about that. So here's the point. Let's say the guy doesn't believe in being... See, when you love somebody, Jeff, you love your mom and your dad and your cat, okay? When you're in love, that's romance. That's your fiancé, your girlfriend, or your wife. That's what in love means. Now, this guy doesn't know the difference, okay, for the heck of it. But he treats her great. He acts as if he's in love with her. He cherishes this girl. He brings this girl gifts. But when it comes to what's in love or love mean, he doesn't know. Why does the Dear Abby say, what are his actions? Is he respectful? Is he affectionate? Is he romantic? Is he humorous? Does he look at other people when there are other women walking down the street when they're short skirts? Yeah, he treats me great and he doesn't look at other women and all that. Then who cares if he doesn't know the meaning of love or in love?
I mean, I look at that too, is that obviously his actions are loving actions, because the woman even says that in her letter. She says, we're in love, no question about it. So she's obviously feeling it. And like you said on the show a couple months ago, Doc, a lot of people just parrot the I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you without any meaning behind it. This guy is actually showing her, obviously. And, of course, Dear Abby is just glossing right over that and giving us the pat, well, he doesn't really know what love is answer, so get rid of him.
She's male bashing, and she's trying to tell this girl to get rid of this guy because he can't argue or debate philosophically the difference between love and in love, what it means, was it what it doesn't mean. How about guys aren't geared to do that? But this guy treats you great. He's respectful. That's what counts. He remembers the birthdays and the Valentine's Day. He brings you cards and flowers. You know, when you hurt your back and you were in the hospital, you used to come in there, he'd bring oil and massage your feet while you're in the hospital bed. But he can't explain love or in love, so you just get rid of him.
You know, it's funny that you said that even about the animal kingdom, Doc. And again, I'm not comparing the love between a man and a woman to the love between a person and their pet. But let me go with this point here, is that, you know, say you got a pet dog, and your pet dog comes up, wags his tail, his or her tail, and you know that the dog is being affectionate, and in their own way, they're showing love. But they're showing love. I mean, a dog or a pet or a cat or whatever, they can never tell you that they love you, but you feel it. I mean, you feel the love from them. And again, getting back to what this woman says, she is feeling it from this guy. She is feeling in love. I mean, love is not just a verbal communication. If love was just a verbal communication, then all people would have to say is, I love you, and they'd be done with it. But like you said, Doc, in the system, it's always, what are your actions? The actions are the most important thing, not what you say.
Yeah, you know, this dear Abby should say, you know, if this guy treats you great, forget the fact that he doesn't know what love and in love mean. It's nothing. In the whole scheme of thing, in the big pile, it doesn't mean anything. So let it go. Don't get hung up on nothing. Or would you like the guy to say, I love you, and then he's driving down the street and he's looking at other women? When you go to the restaurant, he looks at the waitress's legs. When you go to the swimming pool, he's looking at all the 19-year-olds and their thongs. Oh, but he says, I love you. Which would you rather have, huh, ladies? Don't get stuck up on verbalizations. Don't get stuck on the English language. Actions scream. That's all that counts.
More brainwashing.
Yeah, I've got 10 fatal online dating errors that men make out of Yahoo Personals. And most of them are great, okay? But I want to read you a couple over here that are just really bad. Now listen to this. Number 2, don't email her 7 times asking her why she hasn't responded to your first email. Okay, that's fair enough. Send her 1, and if she doesn't answer, she's not interested. That's it, right? But listen to what he says next. Women get far more email than men do, so you need to be patient. Who took that survey? Who took that poll? What, huh? Instead of harassing her, relax and be confident that she's going to respond to you. Okay, so in a sense, he's giving, you know, good information. But what is this? More email. How do women get more email than men? Where does he get that? So that's loony.
Well, here's the thing, too. Like, maybe Yahoo, let's just say for sake of argument, though, that Yahoo has done a survey of all the emails, because obviously they can store the emails, they can track them. So maybe on average, women do get more emails. Maybe that's just the way it is. So let's just say, I don't say I believe or disbelieve it, Doc, but for sake of argument, let's say that that is true. But the bigger issue that I see is, if it was the right guy emailing them, it wouldn't matter how many emails they got. I'd like to see if George Clooney got on Yahoo Personals and started emailing a bunch of girls. Now, do you think that he might cut through the clutter of their inbox? I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. But the thing is, some guys do this, though. You're not going to send a girl, well, I sent her an email, I'll send her another one and another one and another one and another one. But what he doesn't ask is to send 7. He didn't send 7 in 1 hour. So he sends 1, he waits 2 days, he sends 2, he waits 2 or 3 days, he sends 3. This is what I perceive, okay? Or worse, 1 every other day. But the point is this, by the 2nd or 3rd day, she says, yeah, I want to go out with this guy, and he's sent me 3 emails, I'm going to go ahead and answer him, so he stops sending me emails. But he never talks about, and this is the one thing to all you new listeners, that Jeff and I talk about, we talk about the woman's interest level. This woman has no interest.
Right, that was my point.
They don't bring that up, though. Because
right.
they never look at interest level as a factor.
No. Like I said, if there was a guy that they were really interested in, again, going back to the George Clooney example, I mean, it wouldn't matter if there was 1,000 emails in her inbox. The guy that she was really into would be the guy that would come up to the top and she'd answer him. I mean,
oh,
it's just like,
you know,
real life.
If she's not interested, she says, I wish this guy'd get the hint and get lost. And then if she likes him, oh, I love the fact that he's so aggressive and he's sending me all these emails. Same guy. But
yeah.
One girl has high interest level, the other girl has low interest level. That's the way it is. Two people walk into the car dealership. One buys a red car. One buys a gray car. Why? Interest level. Guys, it's all interest level. The woman's interest level. And it's got to be there to begin with. And if it's not there to begin with, you're not going to make it. So when you hear all these other love doctors, well, be persistent, you know, she gets more emails than anybody else. She's probably very busy. You know, she had a tough day at work. Of course, you're never going to hear that excuse for a guy who waits 5 to 9 days to call that he was busy, of course. You know, again, the lists for men, lists for women, but there's never any lists for women. They're just for the guys. You got to do this and this and this and this, because if you don't, then she's going to reject you. Meanwhile, you sell your soul and your backbone.
So Yahoo Personal's bad advice. Is there any more in there, Doc?
Yeah, there's another one here. Well, you're going to love this about the phoning, our favorite subject, telephone blunders.
Segment 4, July 4, 2008, continuing on with the Yahoo Personals from last segment. Men don't want to change the way they see reality. A great line from a You Changed My Life letter.
Yahoo Personals and some of their bad advice. This time, right, Doc?
Yeah, we went over one. Like I said, he had 10 here, and I give him A on 7. They're great. But the three are lousy. And then after we do these two more, Jeff, I got a short paragraph here on a observation. I want to show you how a guy has grown here by using our system. But anyway, let me read this one, Jeff. Get your opinion. If she gives you her home phone number, don't wait a week to call her. By extension, if you do wait a week to call her and she doesn't call you back, don't be shocked. Women have many options online. If she gives you her phone number, I suggest calling her the next day. It keeps the momentum going. Now, the sentence in here that bothers me, women have many options online. Well, what does that mean? Therefore, I'm second choice. I'm not as good.
Yeah, women have many options, period, if they're attractive.
Yeah, and then no, but kind of reinforces. You notice how this guy rationalizes bad behavior?
Yeah.
You see my point? The woman can do anything she wants, but here are the rules for men.
Right.
What's
good
for the goose?
Two different sets of rule
books. Yeah. One's got a rule book, one isn't. You know, it's like, what was that book, Animal Farm? You know, some animals are more equal than others.
Right.
And then you go to the third one here. Now listen, you're going to love this one. This. Hold on to your hat, Jeff. Don't get offended if she doesn't want to talk to you on the phone right away. And or wants to talk to you via email first to get to know you. You need to be flexible and open to her suggestions. Hear that?
Oh.
Sometimes you may need to email back or forth for a week, and sometimes she'll give you your phone number right away. Either way, don't be rude. Don't have any standards. Just go along with anything she wants.
See, you know what? What is the deal here with this? Because you know what? She is just as much of a stranger to you as you are to her, so there should be a level playing field on this.
Men are second-rate citizens when it comes to these other love doctors and these other love coaches that give this advice. Favor the women. You and I are objective. If a guy does something wrong, we blast him. If a woman does something wrong, we blast him. The point is this. It should be even. There should be a even playing field, like you say. But you watch how they use, and I've said this before, the English language is very powerful in these little subtleties. It's simply amazing how you can see how they favor the woman.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Doc. Hey, I can't wait for this observation.
Yeah, this is really good. This is from my loyal student, Mr. Larson. Hi, Doc. After studying your materials for 3 years, I am realizing the biggest problem with men today. They do not want to change the way they see reality. Great sentence. They do not want to change the way they see reality. Before studying the system, I was depressed and always in pain because it was hard to see reality the right way. Now I see it very clearly, and I feel so much more aware of what's going on in life. No more confusion. I enjoy reading 20 to 30 pages every day from the book of any book, including yours, about self-improvement, and find it fascinating how it carries over to everything else in life. Whenever I'm out in public, I want to use what I've learned. I'm a big believer in learning through repetition and have found that suddenly I just get it. I realize it takes time for me to understand the system because it goes so deep, and I am so convinced that I need to study it for the rest of my life so I'll never fail and be lazy like a lot of guys you talk about on your show. My old reality is almost dead, and the world of Doc Love is alive and growing in my brain. I have a deep respect for the work that you do, and thank you and Jeff sincerely for the great radio show. Signed.
It's the bottom line factor.
Yep, but this guy's changed. this guy's changed a lot. Look at, he says he's not depressed anymore. You know.
Yeah. You, the one thing that we've talked about on this show often is, get your rose-colored glasses off, put your Doc Love glasses on. And what the Doc Love glasses do is allow you to see the world for not how you want it to be, not how you think it should be, but how it actually is.
If you don't look at reality the way it is, you're gonna get hurt. And that's why Jeff and I are here, to make sure you don't get hurt. Because let me tell you something out there, there's a lot of great women, and if you're fortunate enough to meet one, you want to know how to take care of her. On the other hand, there's some others out there you don't want to get involved with. So be careful out there. It's a jungle, my friend.
Doc, thank you, man.
Thank you, man. Great show.
We're already working on the April 19th, 2023 show. And coming up, Doc ties the celebrity file into something from the book, The 48 Laws of Power. Yep. Only Doc could make the connections that he did. Brilliant guy. Does the system make sense if you never plan on getting married? Doc answers that interesting question. Rules for dating a good-looking girl. Match.com brainwashing that Doc was not a fan of. That and more in next week's show. Don't forget to support the YouTube channel, doclove.com/YouTube. In addition to the full videos, we now have shorts on there. Anything you can do to increase our watch time and subscriptions and all that other good stuff will help new students find Doc. Thank you very much for helping me support Doc's legacy. If you ever need anything, doclove@doclove.com or Jeff M. Stevens, datingtipsforguys@gmail.com. And remember,
Doc Love Club members, we love you.